someone coming toward her. It was going to happen again. The scream that tore from Melissa's throat jarred her awake. She jerked upright in bed. She was shaking, her t-shirt soaked with sweat. Only a dream. She wasn't helpless. She'd never be helpless again. She was strong now. A bloated vampire moon drained all life and colour from the world. The snow-covered land came speeding past the train. It was grey and ill-defined, marked only by a few livid cottages and limitless black forests grizzled with snow. The railway did not follow any road. It cut through the land like a knife. Lauren saw the barrel of the gun coming up, felt the madman tense against her. He was trying to lift her up with him as he shot Nicholas. Then she heard the screech of tires on the gravel outside the door. Was it Tommy? Oh God, no! Whoever came through the doorway was going to get killed. The small boys came early to the hanging. It was still dark when the first three or four of them sidled out of the hovels, quiet as cats in their felt boots. A thick layer of fresh snow covered the little town like a new coat of paint, and theirs were the first footprints to blemish its perfect surface. They picked their way through the huddled wooden huts and along the streets of frozen mud to the silent marketplace where the gallows stood waiting. A few days later at closing time, as he was hurriedly looking around the room for his misplaced keys, he became aware of a light flashing in the darkness. On turning around, he saw that something was being transmitted on the screen, filling out the entire rectangle. Isaac had pondered the image curiously. It was like a panel of pixelated gauzy material, made from extremely fine, multicolored threads.